Maybe letting the breath get
big.
A couple of bit bigger out breaths. Letting the chest soften and melt down and back. Feeling the natural way the body has of emptying out. And just inviting the mind also to empty out. If you wish, letting the out-breath get even a bit long and smooth for a few breaths. And just noticing thoughts of what you are, what life is, what you're not, etc., letting that fall out with the out-breath. And just generally, there could be a chance today to notice when there's a feeling of separateness. What is the assumption, what is the idea that's linked to the feeling separate, feeling better or worse? So comparing mind, feeling small or big, right or wrong. And just starting to wake up our ability to sense that subtle feeling, the actual subtle sensation of separateness, of being in a bubble, of being just me in here. And other times when it's more spacious and less feels less separate, that breeziness or tallness or sense of space around the body as well as the space of the body. Just an ongoing possibility that we could notice separateness, what makes it happen. And how is it when there isn't that strong sense of separation? And then coming into the ground, maybe, letting the body know it's on the ground. Letting the body be like a pile of sand, heavy, and gradually falling bit by bit, opening down into the ground. Heavy and spacious, uncontained. Maybe even the feeling of the body being in the ground like a lake. Heavy and open. And so easy to feel the subtle movements in the lake. And just for a while, if you wish, feeling that lake body, heavy and open. And really feeling for the bare moment, the unexpected just now movements of the breath. And feeling how much of our experience is what we imagine it's going to be based on what it was, what we think it is, and how little is just the direct sensation. And even so, that we can feel, despite all that mind movement, we can actually feel the physical movement. Just now. A bit naked, a bit intense. Alive. So not that it's a problem that the mind is so active. That's the training of the mind, let it be. And more, how wonderful that even though the mind is so active, imagining the breath, expecting it, we can still actually feel that tiny, tiny split second direct experience. Movement of breath in the belly, for example, or wherever you feel more at home, more connected. And what if we feel that place that we're connected to, and we also feel the whole body and the space around the body, kind of erase the idea that the body is contained within the skin? Getting a feeling of a wider space where the body's happening. Like waves or currents in the water, now the water's bigger than the body. Really resting our head, our ear into that stream of direct experience, but opening the edges out. Intimately with the direct experience of breathing in that one spot. As if we're riding on a swing like a child back and forth, but now opening to sound as well. Just for a while, if you wish. Only if you wish. So the child is sitting on the swing and moving there. We're really on and in the breath, in that just momentary experience. and there's sound to help us really feel how small now is. How quickly experience comes and goes. And how exactly it is also felt or heard, received. And so we can give up the game of trying to catch anything. Relax back and let that fluid experiencing happen. We've already felt this moment, we've already heard that sound before any thinking could get in there. So we let thinking be thinking. And riding the breath. Letting the breath move. Letting the movement feel itself. Continually relaxing and letting it come. Letting it be alive. Letting ourselves be as fluid as the experience already happening. So letting it all be alive, relaxing a bit further, making space for already alive experience to be already felt before I could do anything, so I can rest and get fluid. And so whether deliberately staying with, helping the mind recover its capacity to stay with, to love staying with. So the friction against the habit energies of just loving to stay with the direct experience. Or whether sometimes comes a subtle feeling of stillness or openness or happiness. And we could let that be, we could be absorbed into that. And let the breath be in the background with the sounds and the space around the body. always good enough. Any questions or anything to share? So last week we talked about ventilation, the breezy feeling. So sometimes it could be, let's say, that a pleasant meditation is happening, and part of what's nice is that there's a breezy feeling, not the outer breeze, but a breezy feeling. And we could notice when I start to think, oh, I'm doing really well, that we start to lose the breezy feeling. And so what I'm hoping is that we'll start to get that subtle physical sense of that bubble coming around, the feeling separateness happening. Or I might keep feeling they all don't like me, they're all doing better than me, and I'm doing terrible, and they don't like me, and I don't belong. And when we can just feel, oh, this is a bubble, this is a membrane coming down, then we can doubt that belief, that idea, and come back to reality, where we're human beings, allowed to be ourselves.
So just in the when we meet with the calm.
The what?
When we notice what is the calm and listen. So it's like the experience of the world.
There's a word I didn't get. Tal?
Label.
Oh, label. Okay. Oh, tag. Yeah. Thank you. So sometimes the label can help, and sometimes it makes the separation. So if I'm really caught up, I'm so angry that, I don't know, whatever reason. And then something inside goes, oh, anger. That's, so it's labeling. Then there's a taking less personally. It's just anger. I can feel the heat. Everybody's felt angry at some point, maybe today. And there's no bubble. There can be an experience where there's the anger and not separation. We experience the energy, the force of it, and it actually teaches us how we're not in control, how it's not mine, how it's not owned. And then there's a freedom that energy has, that the anger, that it may resolve something. Something may come clear, some intelligence that had been in there, some care that had been wrapped in anger might actually speak. So that's cool. And other times if I'm like, oh, I'm so angry, I'm an angry person, or my mind is a thinking, it's thinking again, thinking. So with the sense of time, like, oh, I always think. I never have quiet mind. So then it's a different kind of labeling that makes separateness. It gives the feeling of separateness. It's not that there is separateness, but it gives the feeling of separateness. More? Anything? Okay. So it's a huge subject. In a way, it's the subject. So go little by little.
If I perceive separateness, am I not separate?
With language we can, like, from one point of view, there's not separation, even physically. The physical body is not separate. The mind is also, there are certain ways that we can just see that there's never separateness. Even the idea of separateness is learned, partly. and partly given biologically, and it's not that. So I don't really care so much, like, if it is, I mean, it's kind of interesting that we can't really tell. When I feel separate, then how do I know if I'm separate or not? So in our own experience, I don't know if we can know so much. So then I don't really care. But it does seem to be that the quality of the happening of separateness, and especially the disappearance of that feeling separate, and also the reasons why the separateness comes, like the mechanics of it, points towards it being unreal. Points towards that experiencing separateness as being unreal, but it feels real. But then why does it feel weird? And really, is that all we can feel? And so that we can check. It's much more interesting to check. I'm feeling so separate. I hate the world. They all hate me. I'm terrible. Or I'm so great and they all suck. Whatever. Isn't there a tiny access to some other experience? Like hearing the wind in the trees or feeling the butt on the ground. That sort of is unaffected by whether I'm into being separate or not. So that's one way of checking. Finding some access to something outside the bubble, outside the feeling separateness in my own experience, that starts to be interesting. And so then maybe the me definitely feels separate, and maybe it is when it feels separate, who knows. But where is it getting all that energy to burn up? It's plugged in somewhere. The experience of separateness uses tons of energy, and where is that energy coming from? It's not making it by itself. But still, it's more interesting to check than to think. So let's explore walking. And one thing you could play with just on your way up to standing is just first putting your feet on the ground before standing, and feeling especially the soles of the feet, that if there's an arch, that arch, those arches. Feeling it a little bit like suction cups. And then just really simply, but kind of coming up, then the knees, or you can even the ankles, as if there's another dome or arch there in the joint, and then the knees, another diaphragm, hips, pelvic floor. Diaphragm, shoulder girdle, like just letting it all come into this new alignment vertically. Maybe in the throat, the voice, vocal cords, voice box. Maybe that has a little bit of sense of suction cup, diaphragm feeling, the roof of the mouth. Maybe in the brain, behind the eyes, the top of the head. Just lightly a possibility of feeling these different stories, different levels of dome coming up into alignment. And standing can be such a wonderful way of connecting to aliveness, being still, so meditating. And I would just put that suggestion in there that sometime during the day it might be a great way to meditate, especially among the trees. And everywhere here we're among the trees, even when we're inside, so feeling of standing like a tree among the trees. Letting the eyes drop back. Letting the chest soften, kind of pour down and back. And just in standing, noticing where would feel like your hammock that you could rest. Whether in the whole overall experience, pelvic bowl, feet, skin, sounds, whatever. So here I give you the respect of, as an adult, exploring to find what's your way of connecting best. It's not always the easiest, but and then if you want to just play with letting the weight come back and forth, and could be feeling into those layers of diaphragm and joints, soles of the feet, ankles, knees, hips, pelvic floor, diaphragm, shoulder girdle, vocal cords, roof of the mouth, between the back brain and the rest of the brain, top of the head. Even just slightly bouncing if you want, feeling a springiness, feeling what that does to your experience of standing, or your experience of these places of connection and transition from legs to body, from foot to leg, etc. And just maybe highlighting the feet and playing around with the feet, letting different parts of the foot have more power. So maybe in one foot, how is it if the ball of the big toe really has the ground? What happens to the rest of your body? The outer edge presses into the ground. Where does your body go? So playing with the feet can be really helpful during the walking, or just as you're about to begin walking meditation or standing. And just like with the rest of our experience, noticing, even if you let your body move back and forth or freely, it's so helpful to have the movement so that you're not getting into a control habit, like pretending to practice awareness, actually practicing control, but actually being in. And with the flow of movement, you can really catch how experience can't be caught, can't be fixed, but can be felt. And so we call it walking, but actually it's as an actual moment by moment experience, there's no walking. So just being in that experience. And continually relaxing, noticing that the body might try to tense to be that alert to receive that, just that moment, and relaxing. Noticing that the flow is still going on and still being felt. And so sometimes if there's a habit of getting overly serious, putting pressure, then playing with walking as a child. A child of life. Or walking as a leopard. Or as a bird. There seems to be total unconcern, total confidence with the ground, and total openness to life, ready to fly. So finding a place where you could walk back and forth or around in a circle, simple, just a place. The temptation to make it a fancy walk. It's not always so helpful. And then just stepping into now. Letting life move, letting the ground move the body. Sometimes it may even feel almost like you're in stillness and the world is moving rather than you, moving through your transparent field. Any questions?